What's grabbing headlines in the world's papers. Solange Mujan is here with us for that. Solange, you're going to be starting off with the French press and its discussion about the future of the French military.
Yeah, what will war look like in 2030, and what kind of military force will France need in the coming decade? Well, L'Humanité is asking these, Lacroix is asking these questions today as the French Parliament is beginning to examine the government's defense plans and its military spending. The military package that's proposed allots, as L'Humanité tells us, some 413 billion euros over the next 7 years, which for L'Humanité is a major hike that is in line, it says, with other European nations, with other major European nations. L'Huma writes in its editorial that it is an upward trend that began before the war in Ukraine, and the war has only accelerated this trend towards military spending. As Libération notes, the bill will first and foremost benefit France's arms industry. The paper also reminds us that France is the world's number two when it comes to arms exports, with some 12 billion euros in arms sold in 2021. As for France's own defenses and its desire to be seen as a major player in the global security fabric, L'Opinion laments that there is nothing but money in this plan, that no major change in military tactics or vision, change in vision, accompanies it. On the menu, as we see in CAC's drawing, there are small quantities of weapons, but pas d'audace, or nothing audacious about it.
Let's change gears now, Solange. At the G7 summit, Volodymyr Zelensky emerged with some newfound support, but it's a missed meeting that's getting a lot of press attention today.
Yeah, as we see in the Brazilian paper Folha de São Paulo, the fact that Zelensky and Lula did not meet is spilling ink. The Brazilian paper points blame at Zelensky, saying that Lula proposed three different times for the meeting and never showed. Asked about this, Zelensky said scheduling issues were at fault, and he smirked that Lula must have been disappointed, at which point, as O Globo tells us, the Brazilian president said that he wasn't disappointed, but he was upset, adding that Zelensky is a grown man and he knows what he's doing, end quote. Now, in regard to the backstory of this animosity, Foreign Policy reminds us that last month Lula said that Ukraine should give up Crimea and that Washington was encouraging the war. For FP, these stances have had the effect of sidelining Brazil on foreign policy issues. But there is also a bigger picture at work, as Vox tells us, of Ukraine's difficulty of wooing the global south, namely India and Brazil, but also the Middle East. It says that these nations are wary of joining the West's democratic rhetoric. So Zelensky, Vox says, is trying to change his narrative of, quote, casting off the yoke of an imperialist oppressor. But the global south so far has been wary of turning away from trade with Russia.
All right, Solange, we'll change gears again and head to Morocco, where child labor remains a problem.
Yeah, Courrier del National tells us that despite Morocco having passed a law against child labor, well, thousands of young girls are still in situations akin to slave labor. Working as maids, they're often exposed to physical and psychological abuse, as well as sexual abuse. The findings come from a report from Oxfam entitled A Little Hands, Big Choice. It says that poverty, social norms, and gender inequality are perpetuating this mistreatment of girls. It is actually a problem that hits both girls and boys. Oxfam, in its report, says that some 148,000 children work in the country, with some 59% of them doing hazardous labor.
We'll turn now, Solange, to two very different stories, that though they are both about sinking.
Yes, the first comes from The Guardian. It explains that New York City is sinking and that the weight of its skyscrapers, its famous skyscrapers, is not helping. It's actually accentuating the problem. New research found that rising sea levels due to climate change are increasingly threatening the Big Apple. And as Business Insider tells us, the rate of 1 to 2 millimeters per year of sinkage is actually the same as Venice. And in some places in New York, it's actually double that, making New York and its 8 million residents even more vulnerable to hurricanes and flooding due to climate change. Now for the second story on sinking. This one is a fascinating one. It's from the Washington Post, and it tells us that killer whales off the coast of Spain and Portugal, they're working together to sink vessels. Three ships already have been sunk, and it's believed that the strange phenomenon of an orca teaching others to sink ships could be due to a whale revenge. This orca named White Gladys, well, she had a traumatic run-in with a vessel, and since then she's been teaching other whales to capsize the ships.
Solange Mujan with the... Sounds like some extremely intelligent creatures. All right, we'll go from orcas to lambs now, Solange. You've got a final animal story for us.
Yeah, this is the story of a little lamb and her journey home. As the Times writes, quote, when police stopped a drug dealer's car on a motorway, one of its occupants was looked more than sheepish, end quote. Now, the police found in this car 10,000 pounds worth of cocaine and heroin, and they also found this stolen baby lamb. It was actually, the paper tells us, on death's door because it was a premature twin, actually, and it had missed a number of feedings since it was stolen. A local farmer, the Times tells us, here's the headline of the article, offered to feed her and keep her warm until the police could find the rightful owner, who has now decided to rear the lamb to adulthood to become a ram. And she has also named him, she named him Pablo, as after the Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar.
Glad the lamb found a safe home. Solange Mujan, thank you very much, as always, for the Press Review.